It's not like that. You cannot be sent to an art faculty and learn all the theories and think about you will start your creation when you became senior citizen. It doesn't work that way. At the second year, they will kick you out because over there nobody really cares how much do you understand. In art faculty, they want to see what can you do. You have to really create. Why? Because the best teacher is the taste of it. And you have to develop the taste, so you have to do. With looking and learning and learning, you will not develop the taste. I will give you 200 volumes of cookbook. Learn it all. Are you going to develop taste for any of those? But get one simple recipe and try to be creative over there. You will learn a lot because that's how it goes, especially in art. You know why I choose art? Because art has nothing to do with logic. It's illogical. It's beyond the logic. And it helps me explain this stuff. Because I cannot talk about God talking to Jesus. But I could talk about something strange from nowhere coming suddenly in one single moment in a human being. Because the guy honestly has told me so. Do you know about it? Gabriel Garcia Marquez. He wrote down that for so many years I was trying to do something. It wouldn't come. Suddenly I was going to a trip. I realized that I have half of the book in my mind. And it came to me in an instant. And he's the genius one, and he's explaining it. Should I learn from him, or should I learn from you that never wrote anything, who doubts everyone? The master, the genius one, say, it happens just like that. It doesn't need time. It's exception. And I learn from them. And he will say, it will come to you when you are ripe. You should become ripe. Because you are going to be the creator. When? When you start to create. So, let's start with creation. Before going to creation, John, would you please read it again? One more time. All of it.
The whole thing.
Whole thing.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Touching this second book, part of the reason of its postponement is set forth. Namely, that if all the divine wisdom be made known to his slave, the slave, in the benefits of that act, will be left without the power to perform it. And the infinite wisdom of God will destroy his understanding. He will not engage in that act. Therefore, the high God makes a small portion of that infinite wisdom as a toggle in his nose and leads him towards that act. For if he give him no information about those benefits, he will not move at all. Inasmuch as the motive arises from advantages to ourselves or others, for the sake of which we act accordingly, while if he should pour down upon him the wisdom of that, he will also be unable to move, just as a camel will not go unless there be a toggle in his nose. And if the toggle be big, he will likewise lie down. And there is nothing, but we have storehouses thereof. And we do not send it down, but in a certain measure. Without water, earth does not become a brick, nor does it become a brick when there is much water. And the heaven, he raised it and set up the scales. He gives everything by the scale, not without calculation and balance, save to those who have been transmuted from the creaturely state of existence and have become, and he bestows on whom he pleases without calculation. Albeit whoso has not tasted does not know. Someone asked, "What is love?" I answered, "You will know when you become we. Love is uncalculated affection. For that reason, it has been said to be in reality the attribute of God and unreal in relationship to his slave. He loves them, is the entire sum, which is they love him."
I cannot resist, I'm sorry, because there is a misinterpretation, a very awful one there, which we have to address. Sorry. Here was the word slave. And we have always trouble with that. Because in Persian is bande. And bande doesn't mean a slave at all. Band is a cord, and bande means related, unleash, something like that, related, connected. That's what bande is. And of course, the meaning of a slave is there because a slave has no personal identity. The identity of the slave is to that connection, to whom it belongs. Here especially, he is talking about the relationship between God and human being, because that was missing in book one. In book one we talked about you do this. Here he said, listen, this hikmat, this knowledge is the Holy One, belongs to him. And he will give it to you if you are worthy of it. And you have to practice it. Don't ask for more. Pay attention to proportion. Because in reality, in this universe, there is proportion. That was the critical mass. Everything should be here proportionally. A lot doesn't work. Small doesn't work. He brought the clay and everything like that. At the end, he will say, love belongs to him. We are affiliated to him, but this is not real, because it's his attribute, not ours. His breath is acting in you. So a slave doesn't fit over there. I'm sorry, but doesn't matter, because he contradicts. Then he comes to the main story. I know there's few moments left, but let's read the first three verses here. Read it. Next time, have your book.
I will. I want volume one to make my mistake.
That's the point. Okay, we read three verses only. I want you to see how he begins this book. You remember over there, he started with a poetic, beautiful, fantastic Vishnu-asne. Then he came to Vishnadi and the story of the king. Here, he will do something even more spectacular. Yes.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. This Mesnevi has been delayed for a while. An interval was needed in order that the blood might turn to milk. blood does not become sweet milk until your fortune gives birth to a new babe. Listen well. When the light of God, Husamuddin, drew the reins back from the zenith of heaven, after he had gone in the ascension to realities, without his springtide, the buds were unburst.
Okay, did it make any sense? If I was not looking at the Persian, I was lost. In a way, it's not translatable, especially for one word over there. The word in English was fortune. Fortune in Persian language is bacht. Yeah. Fortune is bacht. Because of that, they talk about khoshbachti. It means happiness is, your bacht is khosh, is sweet. Okay? And that's quite simple to read it like that. Because his fortune, what? It's not his fortune, it's yours. Your fortune should give birth to the new child. Does it mean anything to you? Because the fortune will bring me something. Will not give birth to something else. And if that's something else, it's not a repeated one. That word is bucht, not bacht. You know that in Persian language, the short vowels, they have no sign. A, E, O are always there. We don't have signs for it. In Arabic, they put something underneath, but they don't. It's not there. So this is bucht, and bucht is Arabic, means camel. Oh, guess what? Yes. When your camel will give birth to a new baby, then the blood will turn to milk. Now it makes sense. Right? Then, let it make more than that sense.
So, what is Mevlana saying? Yeah. Camel, or was he... He was playing with the words. He was
the word is there.
Words.
It's up to you how to read it.
Right, that's what
like
I...
Like that ma over there. If you misread it, then you're... Ignorance so do what? So,
right.
Because the people have right to read this book as a poetic, artistic stuff, not to act upon it. If you want. That's why he believed that you cannot this. Oh, this is something, let me say, at the end of the time, I shouldn't say this. I don't believe that this book was written for people to read. Honest to God.
But to hear.
No, this is a handbook for the teachers. A teacher should read this and do the same. You know why? One of the good reasons I can give to you. Did you understand what he explained today? Okay, if you have this book and you could read all 6 volumes in 6 days, then what? You become crazy. He did it in 14 years. Why? Couldn't he put it in a nutshell? No. First of all, because it takes a long, long, long time to absorb it. Because you have to live accordingly. Remember, this is a manual of lifestyle for us. Walking the path is not knowing what the goodness is. If you know what the goodness is, I tell you, let's say you're not a good human being. Let's pick you. No. A good candidate. Okay?
Typecasting, I'm sorry.
Now this is a nasty fellow. Do you wish that he knows a lot? No. And if he knows a lot, he's worse. Responsibility. If it's not there, what is the use of knowledge? So, let's start from the beginning. There was a delay here. And that delay is needed for blood to turn to milk. Do you know what's the difference between blood and milk?
You nourish others with milk.
Pardon me?
You nourish other people with milk.
Oh no.